Theology. Christian Science has given us God, the living God. Christian Science has defined God. This definition has been proven in every instance. Christian Science has shown us that the only priest is the spiritualized man. The only church proceeds from principle, love. This church has no denomination. Christian Science has shown us that there is no man separated from God. Man is the functioning presence of the mind that is love. Christian Science has shown us that there is no hell as a place, no heaven as a place. The only hell is the acceptance of the satanic suggestion that we are persons separate from God. This is the only hell there is. The acceptance of the Christ mind, our present mind, is to experience heaven without any process. Christian Science has disentangled the interlaced ambiguities of being, has shown us that there is no private soul, that soul is present and gives body to itself. What a release from the false teachings of old theology! Mrs. Eddy went straight back to the teachings of Jesus. Then she could say, "Denial of the possibility of Christian healing robs Christianity of the very element which gave it divine force and its astonishing and unequaled success in the first century. This Christ power is all that will keep the Christian Science movement above scholastic theology. We have no right to exist as another Christian church unless we are healing in our services, in our lectures, in our Sunday schools, and in our practice. There is no need for another Protestant church. There is no need for the Christ Church. It is about time that we woke up to the fact that healing is the expression of our knowing, our living, and the only reason for the Christian Science Church existing." Mrs. Eddy says, "Jesus established his church and maintained his mission on a spiritual foundation of Christ healing. Remember, Jesus asked his disciples who men said he was. He rejected their answer because it suggested spiritualism. He knew there was no medium, that divine mind expresses itself directly and absolutely. And this directness of expression is given the term man." Seeing they misunderstood his mission, Jesus said, "Whom say ye that I am?" Did no one understand his mission? Finally, Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered Peter, "Flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Jesus rebuked the belief of mediumship. He wanted Peter to understand that he, Peter, was not a medium for that great statement. He knew it was mind, his Father, directly expressing himself. Only mind can reveal the truth. Jesus' answer is fraught with meaning for all of us. "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." All the aggressive mental suggestion, hell, cannot prevail against the church built on this theological point. Mrs. Eddy called it the living rock. It was evident to Peter now that divine life, truth, love, and not a human personality was the healer of the sick, a rock, a firm foundation in the realm of harmony. The supremacy of spirit was the foundation on which Jesus built. His sublime summary points to the religion of love. It was this theology of Jesus which healed. Theology must be of the heart, not of the head. This means not talking or thinking Christian Science, but living it, loving it. Mrs. Eddy takes away Romanism and its claim to this tremendous burst of light. For this principle, there is no dynasty, no ecclesiastical monopoly. Its only crowned head is immortal sovereignty. Its only priest is the spiritualized man. The Bible declares that all believers are made kings and priests unto God. The outsiders did not then and do not now understand this ruling of the Christ. Therefore, they cannot demonstrate God's healing power. Neither can this manifestation of the Christ be comprehended until its divine principle is scientifically understood. We must seek the undivided garment, the whole Christ. Then the leaven has been put into the measure of meal called theology, and the whole of theology is being leavened. How great is our God! Long live Christ! The Church, built on the rock, Christ. Again, the leaven is at work, and scholastic, theological teachings are being shown the light of the Christ principle. And now, in the 20th century, the whole must be leavened.